Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to this episode of Astros Baseball. This time we get to talk about a series win. We may not have won today, but we did get a series win. Joining me, as pretty much almost always, Wally. Wally, what's up, buddy?
Well, I was at the game today. It was, we'll talk about it later. It would have been nice to get a sweep of the series. Astros kind of resemble a MASH unit right now.
Oh, yeah.
They kind of look like they were just ready to get the series done and get a day off. And, and you know, a team that's going to play 162 games is going to have a day like that.
Yeah. So yeah,
just pick it up and go to the next game.
phoning it in. No, I mean, it was, I mean, you got no Tucker, no Alex Bregman.
You know, the pitchers are out. It's good. You know, they've got their work cut out for them with the pitching depth.
But you had Ronel Blanco, you had Yordan Alvarez, you had Altuve, Pena, you had a lot of guys. I think we still could have won without.
We'll talk about it later, but Cabbage just crushed one today.
Wally wanted to tell me all about the game today because I had to work and he was there. That's so awesome. I've always wanted to go to a game during the week. Let me tell you, I got some news before we talk about the games, folks. Phase one of All-Star voting ends June 27th at noon. I think it just started today. And they're doing something where the number one vote getter in each league automatically wins the starting job in their league. And I was like, well, that's kind of cool. And then I thought, you know what? They're probably going to get it anyway. They're just saving time, right?
Yep.
If you're the biggest vote getter in your league, you're definitely going to win your position. We got some injuries. We talked about the MASH unit. If we could have theme songs, that would be our theme song for today. Urquidy and Javier, I got the alert at work today. They will both undergo right elbow surgery and will miss the rest of the season. The Houston Astros are not yet categorizing the procedures as Tommy John. What do you think about that?
Well, whether it's an internal brace or a Tommy John, it's the same difference for this season. You know, they're both out. Even an internal brace is a little shorter than a Tommy John, but it's pretty significant. So it's All-Star break at least next year before we see either one of those guys. Urquidy's the one that you feel so bad about. He's had a Tommy John before. He's been a trooper whenever the Astros have needed him. He's been great in the postseason. And you know, this, you get a second Tommy John, there's questions if you're going to come back.
Yeah.
And it would be just terrible news for someone who seems like a really, really solid person.
You know what I thought about on the way home? Is that Brent Strom was the second person to get that surgery. And there's always that thought, what if he would have got it first? Would it have been called the Brent Strom surgery? And I don't think so. I think Tommy John is just so catchy and easy to say.
Yeah, it rolls off your tongue, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I don't know. Maybe Brent Strom surgery would roll up the tongue too, but I don't know. Tommy John is just Tommy. It's good.
It'd be much better. It's better to say you had a TJ surgery than a BS surgery.
A BS surgery. So Kyle and Tucker are both hurt. Kyle Tucker and Bregman got hit in the hand, is all swollen up. Hopefully he's fine. Tucker fouled him off the shin in game one, right?
Right. Second time up.
He hasn't played, but neither one of them are in the injured list as of now. No. So we'll see what happens after this day off, see what happens, because there's a lot of new faces on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of new faces we'll talk about today, actually, at least one.
Yep.
All right, so let's talk about this. Astros versus Cardinals, game one, Justin Verlander on the mound, and this was the most Justin Verlander game ever. St. Louis had two solo home runs in the first inning, 2-0. RBI single, 3-0 in the third. Yordan gets the Astros back with a two-run homer, his 12th home run of the year, and it's 3-2. And then top of the fifth, St. Louis had their third solo home run off of Justin Verlander, 4-2. What were you thinking about Verlander? I mean, he was – I want to say he was pitching good, you know, but you get in the zone and give up home runs. But if I was going to say if he was pitching super bad, then he would have probably got a two or a three home run, or you know what I mean?
Yeah, he was talking after the game that he just couldn't spot his breaking stuff. You know, but he's a veteran pitcher. That's why he's a Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't have his best stuff. Grits it through five innings. You know, gave him a chance to win. By his own admission, wasn't great. Yep. Nolan Gorman got him twice. two big home runs, too. One of 407 and one of 397. Neither one had it. Was there a doubt? But he kept them in the ball game to the point that they had a chance late, and then that's what they did to win the game.
Yeah. So I mean, he gives up three home runs, and after five innings, we're only down 4-2. We go to the sixth. Jake Myers makes it 4-4. We go to the bottom of the eighth. This is, you know, when it was 4-4 going into the eighth inning, you're like, the Astros need to do something, or this is going to be one of those annoying games. Mm-hmm. Where they blow the lead at the end and we all get pissed. But in the bottom of the eighth, Alex Bregman, solo home run number 9. I remember, seems like a week ago, he only had one home run. Yiner Diaz, a two-run homer. And we're going to say Yiner Diaz a lot. Jake scored 6-4 in the Altuve ground rule double. Chaz scored 7-4. The Astros were down 4-2. They came back and won 7-4.
Yeah, Yiner just dropped the hit on a low inside slider, and the coolest thing about that whole thing was Yiner's smile going around the bases. You know, just grinning from ear to ear. He struggled so much, and then to see him crack one like that, it was just the weight of the world was left completely off his shoulders.
Oh yeah, I think the last series he sat out the last two games of the series, right?
Yeah, and to find out it was a spot of giving him a mental break. So he's pressing too much, you know. That at bat, he laid off a ball or two that was outside the zone, and he got that slider and just knocked the daylights out of it.
Yeah, I mean, even when he's not catching, he's DHing, so he's
right.
He always in there. Sometimes you got to reset. You got to get a day off before a day off and reset. Get ready to go. JV, five innings, 7 hits, 4 runs, 3 home runs, and he only gave up 4 hits. That's what I was saying, that he actually pitched well. He just gave up long balls, that's what he does. Mashinsky didn't give up anything. The Magic Man didn't give up anything. Montero, a hit, a walk, 2 strikeouts, and he gets the win. And Hader, save number 9, no runs, no hits, and a strikeout. Great job by the bullpen keeping us in the game there. Yordan, 2-for-3. He scored twice and drove in 2. Diaz, 1-for-4, drove in 2. He made that one count. Jake, 2-for-4. Alex Bregman, 1-for-4. Altuve, 1-for-5. And Kyle Tucker was 1-for-1 before he got taken out.
Yeah, he got 1-for-1. One shin for one swing at the bat. That was brutal.
He got one hit, one shin.
Were you able to watch the game? Is like Tucker got hit. He was like, I'm trying to go. I'm trying to go. I'm trying to go. And then he took a run. As I was like, I can't go.
Yeah.
And it just looked like it hurt.
Yeah. I think we're eating dinner and I'm like, babe, your boy just got hurt. And I was kind of, you know, trying to watch it. So anyway, the Astros, 7 runs on 9 hits, 3-for-9 runners scoring position, 7 left on base. they trailed 3-0 and they came back and won and they scored late. They scored in multiple innings. Overall, great game in my view.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head as we were watching it, watching the game and saying, oh, here we go. We've seen this story way too many times this season where, you know, you played just well enough to lose. And, yep. and then that eighth inning was something we hadn't seen a lot of this year, and it sure was nice.
Yeah, that's what you need to do. That's kind of what we expect, right? Keep it close.
Yep.
You've said it probably 20 times already. Keep it close and get to their bullpen.
Yeah.
There you go.
And you know, one of the things that I would hope they do, they didn't do it today, is work pitchers more. Yeah. I've run some numbers to take a look, and they're seeing about 5 less pitches a game this year than they were last year. They're not walking near as much as they were last year. They just need to work the pitchers, make them look what the Yankees did to us.
Yeah.
You know, that's what Juan Soto does. He just sits there and makes that pitcher work and work and work, and he wears you out. And yeah. he may not get you this time, but he's going to get you the next time.
Yeah. And plus you get to see more pitches.
Yeah.
For the next time you're up.
Yeah.
All right. So game two was Spencer Arrighetti. Top of the first, Burleson had a home run, but the Astros answered. Altuve scored on a ground out, and then Bregman scored on a Jake Meyers ground out. We take the lead 2-1 in the bottom of the third. JP 3, an RBI double, brought in Bregman. And then Yiner Diaz, home run number 5, a 3-run homer, 6-1. I told you, Yiner Diaz is going to get a lot of attention in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
St. Louis added a run to make it 6-2, but in the bottom of the fourth, the Astros answered back with a sac fly, 7-2. A 2-run homer in the sixth made it 7-4. Top of the seventh, Gorman had a home run that made it 7-5. This is when you start getting nervous again. Mm-hmm. And then in the bottom half of that inning, Caratini had a sac fly, 8-5, and we held on to it. These are games where we were scoring a lot of runs, and it's like, both of these games, I mean, St. Louis could have won all 3 of these games.
Sure they could have.
Yeah.
Sure they could have. You know, in that game when Caratini hit that sac fly, it's the little, you're talking about some of the little things that make the difference. When Caratini hit that sac fly and put the Astros up by 3, it almost felt like you could exhale just a touch.
Oh, yeah. I think in the ninth inning when it was 8-5, I think I went to bed.
Well, Presley came in. You didn't miss much because Presley came in and he was nails.
I want to say I was going to go to bed and he came in and he did so good. I did watch it, but yeah. I was already so comfortable that I'm like, well, I'm going to bed. It's not over, but I think we're going to win.
Yeah, Presley came in. He looked like the Ryan Presley of old. He threw the fastball a lot. We've talked a lot on the pod about how he's been pitching backwards. He didn't pitch backwards that time. He threw, I think, 10 pitches, and I'll bet you 6 or 7 of them were fastballs and really well-located fastballs.
So Arrighetti, after getting hit by a batted ball in the first inning, ends up going 3 innings, 3 hits and only 1 run, 3 walks and 4 strikeouts. His ERA is down to 5.79. That's awesome. I know that's still high, but it used to be like 900.
Look where it's been. I mean, we talk about the pitchers and with the numbers and where they've been. The Astros staff ERA has dropped a full run since the Rangers series in April. Yeah, out of that Rangers series, it was 5.32, and now it's 4.28. And you know, the bullpen has really been outstanding. That's dropped from 5.47 to 3.62.
Nice. Yeah,
which means you've got to do a lot of good work since that Rangers Braves series time frame. It's their bullpen's at a 2.93. That will win you some games.
Yeah. Wally's always got them awesome numbers. I almost said something different because I'm used to being at work. Almost said something that I don't normally say on here. Okay.
Scott, I get it. I used to work in a concrete plant, so I
yeah. Scott, 2 innings, 3 hits, and only 1 run. He picks up a win. Mashinsky, 2/3 of an inning, gives up 2 runs. Magic Man, 2 hits and a run. Abreu, an inning and a third. A hit, a walk, and 2 strikeouts. And Presley, like you said, No hits, no runs, nothing but one strikeout. Altuve, 2-for-5. Yordan, 2-for-5. Pena, 2-for-5. Yiner, 1-for-3, but he made it count. Abreu, 1-for-4. He's hitting 121. I saw a post earlier that they're making fun of or my boy Maldi hitting like 69 or something like that. 86.
He said no 78, which somebody was asking Ryan who was the person that said that Maldi wasn't hitting high enough to get you a DUI. That was me.
All right, where am I at? Okay, so the Astros, 8 runs on 10 hits, 2-for-11. Runners in scoring position. That's horrible, but we did okay. We left 7 on base. Yeah. So we wrap up the series after 2 games, and then they play in the morning. I think it's good to do that. It's nice to do that for the visiting team so they can travel. I think the Astros get more rest after the game, but a little less rest during the game. I mean, during the day, they don't have much time to rest is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, it was a 110 start. We had a huge rainstorm come through here, and so it was everybody was getting their getting wet coming to the game, and by the time the game was over, the rain was done, and unfortunately, it kind of rained on the Astros parade today.
Oh yeah, see, whenever Dusty was the manager, and it used to irritate me. If we won the first 2 games, it was like he didn't even try. I'm not even going to try to win. We already won the series. I don't care about sweeps. And maybe you shouldn't. I don't know. Just win the series. So anyway, game 3 today at 110, Ronel Blanco. You know, he's been money all year. We got a 2-game lead, 2-0. We're going for the sweep, but it didn't happen. Sack fly by St. Louis, 1-0. Top of the 5th, RBI single, 2-0. Another double, 3-0. And that's 2 games in a row, I think, or at least 2 out of 3, we were down 3-0. And then Yiner, home run, and then Cabbage. You said he just
crushed it. He hit that ball over the bullpen fairly close to center field. I mean, it was 4-0. Let's see what it says. It was 409 feet to right center, but it was more center than right center. He just crushed it.
How was Yiner's home run?
It was a opposite field hit. It was more of a line drive type of hit. It was a 344, so it was to right field, line drive. He hit it hard. I mean, yeah, not bad for Yiner. 3 home runs in 3 days. That'll work.
It wasn't like Yordan's 19-degree launch angle. No.
It was closer. It was closer to that than one of those majestic shots, but it wasn't hit near as hard as Yordan's was. Man, Yordan's was a seed.
So after 5 innings, we're only down 3-2. But in the next inning, top of the 6th, Arenado had a home run, 4-2. Nothing happened after that. That was the final score. But the Astros win the series. I mean, we haven't talked about a winning series in a while, it feels like.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you this about when Arenado hit the home run, Yordan was in left field. Yeah. He didn't even turn. He didn't turn his head. Arenado just killed it, and we were laughing so hard watching it because Yordan just kind of looked inside and was like, yep, hit new baseball.
So Ronel Blanco went 5 2/3, gave up 5 hits and 4 runs. He had 2 walks and only 2 strikeouts. His ERA has ballooned up to 2.78. He is now 5-2. I think that's 2 losses in a row for Blanco.
Yep.
Dubin, 2 1/3 scoreless innings, no runs, no hits, and 2 strikeouts. And then Nick Hernandez, you're going to have to catch me up with who they sent down because I didn't even see this happening. 1 inning, no runs, and no hits. How'd Nick Hernandez get on the
roster? Sent Mashinsky down after that last, after the 2nd game. Hernandez was a guy they bought from, I think he bought him from San Diego, and was on the Sugarland roster for a day or two, brought him up. We were looking at his bio today. He's a Cougar. He's a former Astro draft pick. I think it was a 6th round draft pick, if I recall correctly. I'm not looking at it, but came in, looked okay. Sean Dubin looked really good. I mean, Dubin's pitched well this year.
Yes. So anyway, Pena 2-for-4, Diaz 1-for-3 home run, Cabbage 1-for-3 with a homer, and Dubon 1-for-3. What do you think about I want to talk about this real quick also before we get to the Ramchurch player of the series. What about the home run? The home run that Dubon got stolen from him by the fans. I've seen pictures and I saw videos. I mean, the ball was in the stands already.
Yeah, that's a tough one because if Dubon doesn't have such good hops, that's not even a play. I mean, Dubon got way up in the air. And
the guy in the center of the right behind the ball was like protecting himself.
Yeah, I mean,
what are they supposed to do?
People said he should have gone. He should have gone one way or the other. I mean, I told you from catching a home run ball myself, when that ball's coming at you, you know, you say you're going to move. I mean, and plus the fact that it was up, you know, you can make a case either way. The Astros won, no harm, no foul.
Yeah.
It would have been maybe the best catch of the year, though. I mean, he had it and he was way up in the air.
Yeah. He was upset.
Yeah. That's the first time I've really seen Dubon look like he was
pissed. Dude. Yeah. Yeah. But I don't blame the fan. I think they kicked him out.
I don't think so. It wasn't
the one guy reached to his right to try to catch it. The other guy looked like he was protecting himself. And yeah, I don't know.
I just read today they took the guy out of the park. That was, if they did, that was Bush League.
I thought maybe they took him out to protect him.
I don't know. I mean, you know, it wasn't like the playoff games with the Cubs.
Yeah.
You know,
what's that guy's name? Steve.
Now, I'm not going to say it. People said too much in it. The way that the Cubs, the fans have treated him is just horrible.
Oh, yeah. They have a documentary on that guy. And
yeah.
It's so dumb. I don't blame the guy at all. But anyway, Astros 2 runs on 5 hits today. 0-for-1 with the runners in scoring position. They got one guy in scoring position.
That kind of give you an idea how the game went.
Yeah. Pretty lethargic.
Yeah, it was pretty lethargic. That's a good way to describe it.
All right, folks, well, we're going to take a quick break. We will be back with the Ramchurch players of the series, standings, next up, and final thoughts. We'll be right back after this.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, we are back with more Astros baseball, and it is time for the Ramchurch player of the series. And if I had to predict, Wally, one matching pick.
Yeah, you got to give it to Yiner. You got to give it to Yiner.
Yiner Diaz, yep.
You know, Yordan had a higher average. Yiner had 3 hits. All 3 of them were home runs.
Yeah.
Yordan had 4 hits. He had a home run. He had one home run. Guyner had an OPS of 1.364. That'll play.
Yeah.
And it's nice to see him start to hit. If he can control the strike zone, we've talked about it before. Guyner can hit. Now he just needs to evolve to really be a hitter. Control the strike zone.
Yeah.
You know, wait for the pitch that he gets. When he gets a hitter's count, keyhole that pitch to the one he wants. And if it isn't, let it go and try again.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm picking Yiner too, no matter if anybody had more hits than him. Nobody had a home run in three games in a row. That is impressive. I don't care what anyone else did.
And also in game one, it was such a clutch home run.
Oh, yeah. Super clutch. And he gave us a chance to, well, him and Cabbage, they gave us a chance for today. Pitcher. I don't think we're going to match, but I'm starting to think there could be a small possibility now.
You know, this was a weird.
Okay, I'm going to give you a clue, Wally. I did not pick a starter. And you maybe still be on mute. You're on mute, Wally. Wally, you're on mute. There it is.
Okay.
So for Wally's purpose, he had to sneeze, so he put it on mute.
I had to cough, but
oh, okay. It looked like a sneeze.
None of the starters were great.
I don't have a starter.
And really, when you look down at the relievers, they weren't super fantastic either.
No.
You know, there wasn't anybody, but I tell you, one guy who pitched really well, and you give it to him because it was nice to see him back in an old role. I've got Presley.
Whoa.
Because he was just so good.
Yeah.
And he was just so good in that outing. When you look at the other pitchers that were out there that could have been, you know, Taylor Scott, he gave up a run. He got a win, but he gave up a run. Hader got a save. He threw, you know, he threw the game. He threw 14 pitches, 9 strikes.
Yeah.
Presley threw 10 pitches, 7 strikes. And just the way Presley just went out, there's mowed right through him. It was really, really fun to see.
Well, let me give you my winner. He threw 2 1/3 scoreless, hitless, walkless, anything inning. Sean Dubin.
Yeah, I almost chose him, but I've got him for the Coach Rose Award.
Well,
I mean, because can you have a Coach Rose and a pitcher of the series?
What do you mean? They can win both?
Yeah, could he win both?
Hey, why not? You can do whatever you want, Wally. It's your award.
No, it's your award.
So when I was looking at the starters, because I like to pick starters, and then I was like, okay, JV did really good, except for 3 home runs. But Ronel Blanco went further than anybody, but he lost, or we didn't win the game when he started. I think, he did take the loss.
Yeah,
so I was like, out of all the starters, even though he lost, I think I may have given it to Blanco, but I was between him and JV. But I was like, I don't think any of them deserve it. And I saw 2 1/3 scoreless innings from Dubin, and I was like, that's my boy.
Dubin was really good today. He had that one inning when Espada tried to get him to go that extra inning into the ninth. And he got hung with 4 runs. He had 3 guys on base or something, and I think somebody came in, they couldn't hold him.
Yeah, they all scored.
They all scored. So Dubin had to wear that one, but he's been really good.
Yeah. So your coach
needs to shave that ugly beard, though.
See, I didn't see him because he didn't play in the night games. Who was yours? Dubin was your Coach Rose?
Coach Rose.
All right. My Coach Rose was Nick Hernandez.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know this guy was on the team. How can you have any better over exceeding my expectations than some guy that I didn't even know was on the team goes in and throws a scoreless inning?
Yeah. Well, he comes out, his number 72, so that tells you he probably doesn't have a huge space on the team. Although Hader's 71, but he's always been 71.
Yeah, that's true. He still has a spring training number. All right, so we matched on one, and we could have. I mean, if you would have gave it to Dubin, then you probably would give Presley the rose, but I don't think we would have matched totally, but it's fine. It's fine and it's fun. Win a shirt, send it in, AstrosBaseballPodcast@gmail.com. Put the word dad, and you can win a shirt at the end of June. So you can't give it to dad on Father's Day, but you can buy this sweet Father's Day hat that I have right now. But you can only see it if it's on video or YouTube. YouTube is a weird thing. I can upload a video, 32 views. Upload another one, 80 views. Open up another one, 1,000. Like, how does that happen?
Wow. Yeah, I don't know.
So they have that SEO, like something, the way you describe it or the words you put in there. Like, there's a certain way for that to get found. Or I don't know how to do it, but I should just copy what I put on that other one. So anyway, well, let's go to the standings. Seattle and Texas are both still playing right now, I believe. I think they both just started late. But Houston's 7.5 behind. Texas is 5.5 behind. So if they both lose, we'll be 7 behind. So that's our number, 7. We just can't. We got to get down. We got to get down to 4. We got to make it close. We got to make a run because it's becoming nut cutting time. If you've ever heard that,
Rangers are leading the Tigers 1-0. Bottom of the second, and the Mariners and the A's play later.
All right.
It's, you know, it, like we say it every time, it's a game a week. And that gives you a pretty good idea of how high your hill is.
It's a game a week, and every episode they're down by 7.
Yeah.
They're not getting anywhere.
Well, no.
I'm still happy they won the series, though. So they're too talented for me to give up on them. We didn't give up on them last time. We have no fair fouls, but next up is the LA Angels of Anaheim, if that's still their name. To be determined on all their pitchers. They haven't named any of them on the MLB app. But coming up for us, we have, last time we faced them, I was like, here's a sweep. And they beat us. They beat us in the series. And that you can't do that. So we're going to go on the road. We need to sweep them. I'm telling you right now, we got to sweep them, or we're going to be stuck on that 7 forever. We got Framber. We got Hunter Brown, who's been pitching, I don't want to say great, but he's been pitching really good lately, way better than he did earlier. And JV. I think we can sweep him with that team, with those pitchers.
They need to get on a serious roll. They teased us. A few weeks ago with a nice run. It's getting to be decision time on a Brave. You know, he's still looking at hitting 121 for the year. He's under 200 since he's been back. You know, the team was hot, and unfortunately, when Abreu came back, the team, and I don't know if it's coincidence or what, but that's when they started to slide back again. I mean, he humbled himself so much to go down to Florida to try to work on his swing, and you want him to succeed, but you know, you wonder how much.
Look how good Singleton was doing, and now he's not even playing.
Yeah, and he hasn't played well since – he hasn't hit well since Abreu's been back.
Yeah.
I mean, I get why they did it.
Yeah.
But it seemed like when Abreu came back, there was a chemistry and a role that was starting to get going, and then when he came back, it just kind of ended.
Yeah. But we had a good series, Wally. So the chemistry was.
Yeah, we did.
This will be my final thoughts. I'm going to give you my final thought first. I don't know if that was yours, but my final thought is this: even though we lost today, and I've already mentioned it, but I want to say it again. I loved it. I loved the way we won those two games.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the kind of games I like to win. Close at the end and win it, or blow them away, whatever. But, I mean, like I said, I would rather get beat 85-0 than lose, than have our closer, our eighth inning guy, blow a lead.
Yeah, some of those leads that we blew earlier in the year were just gut punches. And no other way to describe it.
Yeah, there were so many games. Remember? Well, we could have won.
We've probably lost – we've lost 5 or 6 games that we just hadn't let go, let give away. Yeah. And you know, sometimes that's going to happen. You know, those five or six games that you should win, you're going to, you know, something's going to happen in one of them.
Yep.
That's just baseball. The other team out there is trying too. But one of my final thought is looking at the bullpen usage, and is Espada's really done a good job of managing that bullpen. None of the relievers have been overworked. Like, for example, in this series, the only two guys that worked more than one game were Martinez and Mushinski.
Mm-hmm.
He's keeping the guys fresh, and that shows in the way the bullpen's been pitching. Early in the year, there's must have been a sorting out process that was going on, but since everybody's gotten their sea legs under them, that bullpen's been really good.
Yeah, you know what it almost seems like with this series is that they're trying to get to the eighth inning and use Abreu and Hader. And then on those other games, remember those other games where we would win, but those two guys weren't available, so they used the other guys. It seems like Presley's the closer for the B team.
Could be. Yeah, I mean, it could be. It was nice to see Presley go out there and feel comfortable in the – you could tell he was very comfortable and just blew him away.
Yeah.
He loves that. We haven't seen Presley look that good all year.
Was that today?
Yesterday.
Okay. Because I wondered if he closes the game, does he get his music?
Oh yeah, he gets his music when he comes in the eighth inning.
Oh really? See, I haven't been in any games.
You gotta have Johnny Cash playing.
Steffi has only missed six games all year, and I have been to zero.
Steffi was at the game. I didn't see her today, but sometimes we run into each other game or so.
One day I'll get up there and meet you guys.
Okay.
We'll have a meet and greet somewhere. I told Steffi, even if we have to go to a Space Cowboys game, as long as we get to all hang out.
Space Cowboys, that's not a bad place to watch a game. Gets a little hot.
Yeah, and then I get to see my boy Luke, though.
Yeah.
And my boy Toba, who I haven't really heard anything about.
Haven't seen much. I haven't really paid that much attention to.
Yeah, I haven't either, so I got to look it up. I feel bad, Koba. I'm sorry. All right, that's it. So for Wally, I'm Rob. Thanks for tuning in. We had a lot of fun. We hope you guys enjoyed listening. And we'll see you on Sunday when we talk about this Angel series and hopefully another series win. See you next time.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.